Okay, lo chanach, the second to last line. The lo chanacho, prat legazlan, says a person planted a kerem and lo chanacho, so it comes to exclude if he stole the kerem. The lo k'Rav Yosef Aglili, the chora, this isn't like Rav Yosef Aglili. The e Rav Yosef Aglili ho amav racha leivav zuha misyorim yaveiro shabiyodo. They don't see machlokes. Who is the rach? What's it called? The person is afraid. Is he afraid physically? Or is he afraid because of the averus that he has? Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds Rach Leivov is he's afraid because of averus. So if that's the case, that includes somebody who stole the kerem. So you don't have to exclude him because of the kerem. What's it called that he goes back? Exclude him because what's it called? Yori Rach Leivov, he can go back. He has averus that he stole the kerem. See. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Masnisen. Rabbi Yosef Aglili in the Mishnah. Velo chanocho, milksiv chonach, havi miuta. Chanocho leze, velo laacher. Prat le gozel by his person stole the house. Or he stole the keren. Right? Or he stole the house, chanocho. So the chorf, he stole the house, so you're going back anyway, because of your evil rach levov. Where he says, no, afilu chame Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Kaunda ova tshuva. He did tshuva for stealing the house, right? The Ahav Domi, and he paid for it. If that's the case, then now the house is in his hands because he bought it, right? And we said that if you buy a house, you do archozer, right? The lehader, if you go back, no, since he originally stole this house, even though eventually he did tshuva, so he wouldn't go back because of Yorei Varach Levov, right? But since the house was originally stolen, right, even though he bought it now, right, he doesn't go back. That's what the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara means. Okay, since he stole the house, he should go back because he's afraid of the avera of the stealing. Okay, umiha isha shenota kerem, tana rabbanan, asher nota ein li ala nota, lokach v'yorash v'nitin lo b'matana menayim. Right, I might think it's only a person who actually planted the kerem. What if you bought a kerem, or you inherited, or you got it as a matana? Tomar umiha ish asher nota kerem. Like we said in the Mishnah. I could have said umi asher nota kerem. Ha ish. That comes to include the other things also. Ein li ala kerem. Menayin l'rabos chamisha ilani macho. Vafil mishar minim. How do you know that even not, it's not a kerem of grapes, but it's a any fruit trees. But as long as they are a minimum of five, which is the minimum kerem, two opposite each other and one like a tail between the going back behind them. Right, Talmud Lomar, Asher Nota, Mikomakom. Right, so what's it called? Mioish Asher Nota is a ribui. Yochoshani Marba Hanotea Arba Iloni Macho, the Chamisha Iloni Srak. I might think then you should come to be Marba even if you only planted four fruit trees. Or five trees that don't produce any fruit. Talmud Lomar Kerem. It has to be like a Kerem. It has to produce fruit, and the minimum Kerem is two opposite two and one behind. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer Kerem Kemashmo. And Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov argues and says, no, it's only if you planted an actual Kerem of grapes, but other trees not. And I was thinking, I didn't see anybody who says this, I was thinking this, the Gemara says in Brachos, that there's a machlokus whether kerem ravai or netter ravai. Right? The halachas of ravai apply to all trees or fruit trees or only to grapes. It's machlokus. And I think even Rashi over there says, I don't know where this machlokus is to begin with. It's, I quoted once, right? Lamandi omer kerem ravai or netter ravai. Chorah, this is the machlokus. Right? The whole idea is that you planted as something and you didn't, weren't mechalal it. If you hold netter of Ravai, then it makes sense that you can have other fruit trees that you weren't machalo, because there's a din of Ravai even on other fruit trees. But if you hold kerem Ravai, there's no such thing as being machalel other fruit trees. Doesn't apply. Netter Ravai doesn't apply. So the whole pasuk can't apply to that. So therefore, the Mandiomer who says that it's only a kerem, right, Lechora would hold that only a kerem, you're machalo, and other fruit trees not. And the one who holds that, even other fruit trees, for sure holds that, what's it called, your mechalal other fruit trees. Otherwise, the pasuk doesn't make any sense. It says, asher chilalo, asher nota kerem velo chilalo. There has to be a chilal there. Okay. Okay, Tamar Lomar Kerem. Has to be at least similar to a Kerem. Has to be fruit trees, and has to be a minimum dimensions of a Kerem. Okay, and Rav Elazar says, no, it's only a Kerem. Lo Chilel, Lo Chilelo. I could have said Lo Chilel. What's Lo Chilelo? Prat Lamavrich Lamarkiv. Right, it excludes somebody who grafts, or I don't know what the other word is. You put the thing under the ground and what's it called, and let it come up in another place as if you're replanting it. I don't know what it's called. Okay, whatever it's called. I think the English says it's called layering. Right, I never heard of that. So whatever it is. Morris says v'anan tnan echad anotea v'echad amavre v'echad amavre. The Mishnah is not like that. Mishnah says that for grafting and for planting like this, you also go back. And here it says that it's excluded. Amrav Zeira, Amrav Chizda lo kasha. Kan bar kovas iser, kan bar kovas heter. Enochanam. Grafting, there's two kinds of grafting. One where you graft the same kind of tree on the same kind of tree, which is mutter, right? And the other, that grafting is considered like you planted it. And you go back. But if you graft be'isser, you can't graft two different kinds of trees together. It's kilayim. Right? By trees, the only kilayim is not planting them together, but grafting them together. So if you graft two different kinds of fruit trees, you do making an isser. And because of the isser, what's it called? Kan bar kovas heter. So that's the thing. L'chora, this shouldn't go like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? Because if you graft be'isser, you have to, what's it called, you have to go back anyway, because you're Yorei should be. We can say the same terrorist we said before, that the tshuva. So you're not afraid anymore of the Aveira, but Lamaisa, since the grafting started, Be'isser, you don't go back because of that grafting. So the only question is, so then take it apart. If you did tshuva, take it apart. So it could be, the halacha is that, when you graft something, when the graft is still noticeable, then you're not allowed to mekayim that tree, and you have to, what's it called, take it apart or let the tree die. But once the graft takes effect and it blends into the tree and you can't see anymore it was grafted, then the halacha is, according to some at least, you're allowed to keep that tree going. So therefore it could be he did tshuva, it blended in, he doesn't have to now take it apart, and now he's not chozer because of the grafting, since originally the grafting was be'isser. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Talmud Lomar Asher Nota, Midlok Siv Asher Kerem Nota, right? It says Asher Nota Kerem, Drosh Beinami Nota Mikomakom. He didn't mention the Kerem yet. So Asher Nota plants anything. Afilo Eino Kerem. Shari Lohiskir Kerem Adayim. Could have said Asher Nota Kerem. Since it's Asher Nota Kerem and not Asher Kerem Nota, it's not, the Nota is not Dafka on a Kerem. Asher Nota. And then also a Kerem. Talmud Lomer Kerem. The Domi Le Kerem. It has to be like a Kerem. Pacha Shabikramim Chamisha Kfanim. The minimum to be called a Kerem is five Kfanim. Kerem Kemashim, Ovalo Sharilonis. And Rebbe Lezer holds, no, it has to be Dafka, Kerem of grapes, and not other trees. Chilalo Mashma Miyuta, Lezevalo Laacher, Asher Chilalo, this one, but not another one, which you don't go out. Kan Baharkovas Isser, Braisa Baharkovas Isser, Min Bisheno Mino. Where you grafted something, Beisser, two different kinds of fruit trees. Umiya Tekroa, Kidamiyat Velo Chanocho, Gabi Bais, Prat Legazon. Just like the Torah excludes a goslin, it excludes this. And again, it could even be Rav Zeglali, where he did tshuva. And now, he what's it called, since originally it was be'isser, you don't go back. Mavrich shekofeif hazmora o hayichur be'oretz. You bend it over, put it into the ground, and then it sprouts up from another place. It's like a new plant. Markiv shenokev ha'ilon, and the halacha is that is already chayiv and orla. Comes up in a different place. It's a very big shaila with people who have esrog trees. It happens a lot, where if you notice on the bottom branches come up, what's it called, new branches. And the esrog and the grow on that, there's a chayv and orla. So it's good to cut those branches off, those new shoots, Otherwise, you're going to have Orla Esrogin mixed in with the other ones. It happens with other trees too, but with the Esrog, it happens specifically. Markiv shenokev ha'ilan, v'notel min harach sheba'anfei ha'ilan, v'tochev v'tocho v'osa anaf v'toch nanekev. You make a hole in the tree, and you graft on another branch from another tree into that, and that branch now grows onto the host tree, the mother tree. And sometimes you can do it with the same tree, just you're getting a better stock of that same tree. Israel mutar laharkiv mishnei ilanos, shezeh perosav gasim v'zeh perosav dakim, to have mimin echad zeh b'zeh. You're allowed to graft similar types of trees, except one is a better tree, one's a lesser tree, then that's for that kind of grafting is mutar. Hai harkovas heter, the oak mishmasnishim bo hechidomi, the choser mitnei chil harkova. And so if it's mutter to graft, then you do go back because of the grafting. If it's osur, then you don't go back. Now the Gemara says, how is this grafting talking about? Okay? Hai harkovas heter, harkovas heter, where you graft a tree beheter. Right? A lemon on a lemon. Except a stronger lemon on a weaker lemon. Right, so what is it talking about? Ilema yalda biyalda, you graft a tree, a branch from a tree that was chayiv and orla, is in the middle of the 3 years, and onto a tree that's in the middle of the 3 years. Right, typically the boy mehada bishum yalda rishona. Lemaisa, why do you have to go back from the war because of the second branch? The first tree makes you go back. Your trees are in the middle of Orla. Ela yalda biskena. It's talking where you had a mature kerem, which is already past Orla, and you grafted on a new branch, right, that was not yet chayv in Orla. That's in the middle of the years of Orla. Okay, that was middle of the years of Orla. So ha'amar abavo, yalda shesibcha biskena, b'tela yalda biskena. Vein badin Orla. Right, that the halacha is if you take a branch from a tree that's in the middle of Orla and you graft it onto a tree that's finished with Orla, the branch is bottled to the tree and it's no longer chayiv, it's no longer Orla. So there's no din of chilu. So why should you go back? So that can't be the case. Omra b'yirmiyo la'olam yalda b'yalda. Now it's talking where you took a original tree that was chayiv, was in the middle of the years of Orla, and you grafted on that a branch from a tree that's still in the middle of Orla. Okay? And the question was then why do you have to go back because of the branch now that's the new branch? You should go back because of the original tree. You planted the first one as a fence, not for the fruit. The daf you planted, you don't want the fruit. You're not interested in the fruit. You're planting it as a living gate. A fence. Or you planted it for the sake of wood, not for fruit. So there the halacha is, disnan hanoteya lisiagu lekoros potter min orla. There's no din orla, and then there's no din of netar ravai. There's no din of chilu. So had you just left that first plant, you wouldn't go back, because there's no din over here. Even if there's fruit, there's no din of netar ravai. There's no din of orla b'chlal. Orla doesn't apply to trees that you planted not for the sake of the fruit. And therefore now you graft it on a branch, right? And that branch is what's it called, would be chayiv in Orla, because you grafted on the branch now for the sake of the fruit. So you go back because of that branch, but not because of the original tree. Where it says, umayshno yalda biskeno de botlo, umayshno yalda biyalda de lo botlo. L'chora, why don't we say the same thing over here? Just like ranch that's still in the years of Orla, that you grafted onto a tree that's already finished with the years of Orla, so the branch is bottled to the tree and there's no din of Orla on the branch. Why don't we say the same thing over here? Since the original tree wasn't chayiv in Orla because you had intention not for the fruit, grafted on a branch, it's bottled to that tree, it's also not chayiv in Orla. Why don't we say the same thing? The bittle on the branch to the original tree. Right, just like a tree that's finished with Orla, the branch is bottled to it. A tree that wasn't chayiv in Orla, the branch should be bottled to it. Nor says no. Hosam imim lechalo labas mihadri. By the case where it's finished, the original tree is finished with the 3 years, So there's no way of making that tree chayiv in orla again. It's never going to be chayiv in orla. So then the branch is bottled to the tree. But over here, the original tree really is in the years of orla. The only reason it's not chayiv in orla is because you had intention for wood, for a fence, and not for fruit. You could change your mind. If in the middle of the years of orla you change your mind, you decide you want that tree for fruit, now orla is chayiv in it. So since the original tree could possibly, potentially be chayiv in orla, if you change your mind, then the branch isn't bottled to it if you intend for the fruit on the branch itself, and the branch now is chayiv in orla. Right? If you would change your mind, you would go back. So therefore, what's it called for the original tree? So therefore, even though you didn't change your mind on the original tree, but the mice said now you grafted on a branch, which you want the fruit, so you go back for the branch.
So
I didn't change my mind. The original thing I want for a fence, but I want this one for fruit. I don't have to let the other one, but I decide some, but now I have this fence that if I could graft onto it, I could have for fruit, so the other part I want for fruit. The homiak mi ikara la perikaima. Okay. Mi de havu alo melon, same thing, right? It depends on kavana. If you didn't have any kavana at all, right? If you had kavana specifically against, does it exempt it from orla? But if you have no kavana, or you have kavana for fruit, then it's chayiv in orla. Tisnan, olu me'aleim, chayiv v'orla. A tree that grew by itself where you didn't have any kavana, not for fruit, not for a fence, you're chayiv in orla. The only time it's potter from orla, if you have specific intention not for fruit. So therefore, when you graft on a branch and you want the fruit, so that's chayiv in orla. And mele, it's chayiv in chilul, and the mele, you go back. Mara says, v'lokma bekerem shol shnei shutfin. The high hodr adidei, the high hodr adidei. Why don't we say an easier answer? Right? A markiv, a yald on a yalda. What was the question? Then why don't you go back because of the first tree? It's also still chayiv in orla and netaravai. No, the first tree belongs to Reuven. And Shimon came and grafted something onto that tree. So Reuven goes back because of the first tree, and Shimon because of the grafting. That's the case. Mara says, no, Amar Papa, Zoso Meres, Kerem, so Shnei Shutvin, Ein Chozun Olav, Me'archei HaMilchana. If a Kerem belongs to two partners, you don't go back. It has to be, not the Kerem has to be Meyuchad, the Kerem has to be Meyuchad to one of them. And if it's Meyuchad to two people, neither one goes back. Mara says, U'maishno Mechamisha Achim, U'meis Echad Mehen, the Milchama, the Kulan Chozun, right? Five brothers, and what's it called? One dies without children. So now his wife is a shomeris yavam to all the other four. One of them is going to marry her. And we say they all go back, because potentially she could be the wife of any one of the four. So why is that different than a kerem that belongs to two people? Here is a woman who potentially could be to four different people. He says, no, it's sure different. Hosam kol chad v'chad korina be'ishto. Over there, she's potentially the full wife of one of them. Any one of them. So she's not the wife of four of them. She's miyucha to one. We don't know which one. So therefore, all of them are chosen, because potentially she could be the wife of any of those four. But hacha kol chad v'chad lo korin be'karmo. But over here, right, they own it together. So it's not miyucha to any one of them. Therefore, what's it called? They don't go back. See Rashi till here. Hai harkova deheter. The ok mishmas nisimba. Right, our mission is talking about where you grafted beheter, right? The same kind of tree on the same kind of tree. Hechidami dechozim nechilu harkova. How is it talking that you go back only because of the grafted one? L'chori, you should go back because of the original tree. Ine miyalda biyalda. If the original tree was still in the years of orla, so you have to be mechalal that in the fourth year. Go back for the original tree. Forget about the grafting. You're going to have to go back because of the original tree. Forget about the grafting. It's talking where you grafted onto a tree that's out of the years of Orla and already was Nishchal in the fourth year. It's a fifth year tree. You grafted a branch onto a fifth year tree. So the halacha is that the branch is not chayiv in orla. She sibcha loshen nechas b'svach. She asa ana b'skeina. That you grafted. Sibcha means you grafted it on. Bottle the gabiskeina. The ain't a chayav is barla. The chara then you're not chayav in orla at all. So there's no chilul. So you don't go back. The ain't bod din revoy. The chit nam meseches orla. The mark if chayav b'orla zekeina b'yalda tonight. Right? When is the what's it called? The grafting chayav. Right, only if either you did a yalda b'yalda, or you did a skeina b'yalda. You grafted on a mature branch onto a tree that was in the middle of orla. Then the branch is bottled to the tree, and the branch becomes chayiv in orla again, whatever it produces. Shaf also on of chayiv b'orla. The afagav shekotzo miskeina nasa achshav yalda shezui nitiyaso. You took a branch off a tree that's already in the sixth year. And you graft it onto a year that's in the second tree that's on the second year. So the halacha is that the branch now is bottled to the original to the tree, and it's considered like it's in its second year. So it's chayv in orla again. La olam yalda b'yalda. So where it says no, it's talking where you grafted a 2 year tree onto a 2 year tree. So the question is, so go back because of the original tree with the kashulach below har kovin nami boy le meheder mimarchi amuchama kamaisa. No, it's talking where the original tree wasn't chayiv in orla, because you planted it specifically not for fruit. Right, you had a breach in the wall, the fence around your field. And you didn't want to put up a fence on that place, so you planted a kerem, what's it called, a vine in that place to close up the breach. Loshen suga b'shoshanim. That's a siag. Gedura b'shoshanim. Suga means fenced in. Ulakoros. Although kosmen of korosh, you planted it not for fruit, but for this using the wood. Umaishno yalda b'yalda. Kihach yalda kamaisa. Dikiskenohi le'inyan orla. Why is this different in the case where you planted a what's it called? A yalda b'skena. The skena was not chayv in orla. Now you put on a branch from a tree that was in the middle of Orla, and it's bottled to the original tree. It's not chayiv in Orla. Same thing over here. The original tree was not chayiv in Orla because you planted it for a fence. Now you grafted a branch. Why isn't that branch bottled to the original tree? It also shouldn't be chayiv in Orla. Why are you saying it is chayiv in Orla and you're choser for the branch? Right? The bottle harkova, bali potter min Orla kamosa. Hosam gabi zekein olav basim luchehi, right? Lavzor the lios yalda al shum machshava, right? By the tree where you grafted a 2 year tree onto a 4 year tree, 5 year tree, right? So there's no way that 5 year tree could ever become or chayiv in orla again, right? It can't become a 3 year tree again. It's impossible. So therefore, it's the branch is bottled to the tree. But over here, the original tree could be chayiv in orla if you change your mind and you want the fruit. So since you're grafting onto something that potentially could be chayiv in orla, even though right now it's not, right, the branch isn't bottled that it loses its din of orla because of the original tree, because the original tree isn't exempt from orla behechlet. There's a way that original tree could now become chayiv in orla. So therefore the branch is not bottled and the branch by itself is chayiv in orla. Even though you didn't change your mind about the first one, right? But you planted, you grafted the branch for the sake of fruit. It's not bottled to the original tree, and therefore it's chayv in orla. And for that, you go back. Even though you didn't plant it for that purpose, right? If you change your mind, and now it's for the sake of the fruit, it'll become chayiv in orla. When it was planted for no purpose. But when it grew and you want the fruit, then what's it called? So it's chayiv in orla. So therefore, it depends on your intention now, not at the time that you planted it. So if you planted a tree for lumber, and then you change your mind afterwards, Tzchayv and Orla. Same thing over here. You could change your mind on the original tree. Even if you don't, you can't say that the branch is bottled to the original tree to lose the din of Orla, since the original tree potentially could have the Orla also. The Logma Bekerem Shoshnei Shuthrim. Why don't we say better Teretz? It's talking about a Kerem that belongs to Reuven and Shimon grafted on a branch. So Reuven goes, and both of them are in the years of Orla. Reuven goes out because of the original tree, and Shimon goes out because of the graft. Right? Loma lila adure ashinuye dechika binoteya lishyaga lakoros, lokma binoteya laachila, with a kashilach, typically mishum deboila mehedra mishum rishona, lishni kagon shanatia shal Reuven uba Shimon vihirki baalios peros harkova shalom. The original plant was Reuven's, and Shimon grafted it on. Mar says a maishna, we didn't get it, michamishach, and so you say no, a kerem has to belong to one person. But if it belongs to two people, you don't go, neither one goes back. So Mar says, why is that different than a woman who could be the wife of one of four brothers and all of them go back? We don't say that since she's not meyucha to any one of them, right, that nobody goes back. We say all of them go back. Braishahi lekamon bepirkin. Kulam chosrim, deshihishomeris yovim lekulam. She's potentially the wife of any one of those four. One of them is going to make Yibum. We don't know who. Karina be'ishto, shema lezetis yabim. Maybe he'll make the Yibum. Ko chad v'chad lo karina be'karmo. So over there, they're not husbands of her together. They're potential husbands, each one alone. Now she'en came by what's it called, by the kerem, the kerem belongs to all of them together. And that is not miyucha to any of them. There's no branch of that tree that they aren't partners together. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar, the Mavrich Ilan Biyerek. Another case where you could have that you go out because of the grafting, but not because of the original tree. Where the original tree wasn't a tree, it was a yerek. Right? You grafted a lemon onto a pumpkin. Right? So the pumpkin is a yerek. It's a chayv in Orla. Right? And now you grafted on a branch, and now the pumpkin became a tree. Right? So you, the branch, you are chozer. But the original tree, not. The high Tanahu, and this goes according to this Tana, the Tanya, Hamavrich Ilan Biyerek, Reb Shim Ben Gamliel Matir, Mishum Reb Yehuda Ben Gamda, Ish Kfar Aku, right? Reb Shim Ben Gamliel says, you're allowed to graft even those two different kinds, but since they're not two different trees, grafting is mutter. So it's not done behisser, so you would go back. The Chachomim also, the Chomav, behold, you can't graft trees onto Yerek either. So therefore, you wouldn't go back because it's behisser. Has to be beheted. Okay, Rashi. Rav Nachman Omer Hodik Tani Masnisim Markiv Choser B'Markiv Ilam B'Yerek. The Lo Boy LeMehader Mishum Kama. You wouldn't go back because of the first one because there's no Orla by Yerek. V'im Tomar Min B'Sheino Minohu. I Lechora. You're grafting B'Isser. You're not allowed to graft two different kinds that aren't the same, right? The Miti La Harkovas Isser, right? Mivelo Chilalo Prat LeMavrich U'Markiv. Haitanu hu da'omer mutter kvar ako shekach shema. Goes like the Tanu holds that it's mutter to graft trees onto Yerek. Okay. Ki osa ravdimi om rab Yochanan hom moni rab Elezer ben Yaakov. This goes according to Rab Elezer ben Yaakov, and Rab Elezer ben Yaakov holds that Dafka Kerem, Rabbi Elazar ben Yehoah Mani, Diktani Prat Lamavrich Umarkiv, Lav Stamahi, El Seifa de Milsa. Right, we have a problem. We have a brisa that says Markiv Mavrich is you do go back, and a brisa says you don't go back. So until now we'd be giving the answer that what's it called? One's be'isser, one's beheter. Now we're saying a different teretz, right? That the Mandi Amr who says that Mavrich in Markiv, you don't go back, is Rav Elezer. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, right? Vafilu hakovas heter lo hagarala. Even for hakovas heter. Why not? Because what's it called? Rabbi Zvi. Lav Omar, lo Omar, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Hosom, Kerem ben Kimashmo, Hachanami not a Kimashmo, just like he says over there. It has to be a Kerem, and not any other fruit trees. Same thing. Nota means planted, and not grafted. So he learns that the words are specific. Kerem is specific, Nota is specific. And the Chachomim are no, Kerem is Lav Dafka, it could be any fruit trees. And not as labdavka, it doesn't have to be planted, it could be grafted also. Notein mavrichu markivlo. Okay.